Hello, Awe Islanders. Thanks for listening today. Have you checked out our website recently? We have all the latest episodes, video versions of selected episodes, fun activities for kids, and a listening buddy gallery. We love seeing your drawings of your listening buddies, so please send them to us and we can feature them on our website. You can find us at awayisland.com. That's awayisland.com.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy warm your body, the energy divides and streams to both sides of your body. Feel it flow just under your arms and then back towards your heart. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. In and out. The energy continues streaming down towards your legs. Feel it flowing down your legs and out your big toes. Imagine the energy rolling into a big, colorful ball at your feet. Watch as the energy hovers by your feet, the colors spinning. Now imagine the ball splitting into two, and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, now feel the loving energy slowly flow up your legs, warming them. The energy streams up towards your heart, then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little bird from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Finding Frost. Allie helped her mom and dad clean up the kitchen after enjoying the food they had made together. Now that breakfast was done, Allie wandered into the family room wondering what to do today. She walked over to her bookshelf. It had so many fantastic stories. Allie touched the books and smiled as she remembered some of her favorites. Maybe later, Allie thought. She liked to read her books after dinner. She loved listening to her mom and dad read to her as she snuggled under her comfy blanket. Yes, she would definitely ask her parents for a story later. Allie stepped over to the window to look outside. Snowflakes drifted slowly down to the ground, occasionally tickled off course by a winter breeze. They swirled and twirled before floating downward once more. Allie moved the curtains to the side so she could watch the graceful snow. As she did, she noticed something in the corners of the window. The corners of the glass seemed foggy. Allie looked even closer and discovered little snowflakes glued to the window. As she watched, little snowflakes formed where her breath had met the glass. Allie stepped back. From there, the pattern of the tiny flakes looked like delicate flowers. She gently touched an icy petal on the window. The little snowflakes melted underneath the warmth of her finger. "Mom?" Allie asked. "What is this on the window?" Allie's mom walked into the room, looked to see what Allie was asking about, and answered, "Oh, that's frost." Allie's mom could see that Allie needed a little more explanation. "What does it look like?" She encouraged her daughter to explore her questions. Allie quickly answered, "It looks like snowflakes." Her mom smiled. "And what are snowflakes made of?" she asked. Allie responded, "Frozen water, of course." "Frost is also frozen water. It forms when warmer air touches something very cold," her mom explained. Allie pointed to the window and asked, "Isn't the window warm? Our house is warm." Allie's mom smiled and said, "Touch the window. Is it warm or cold?" Allie touched the window again. This time she thought about whether the glass felt warm or cold. "It feels cold." Then she touched the wall next to it. "The wall is cool, but not as cold as the window." Then Allie stepped over to the wall by the kitchen. "And this wall is warm." She thought a bit and said, "I think the window and the wall around it feel cold because it is cold outside." She smiled, happy to have figured it out herself. Then Allie asked another question. "Do all windows get frost on them in the winter?" Her mom smiled and said, "Maybe you could do some exploring and find out." Allie smiled back at her mom. That sounded like a great idea. "Thanks, Mom. Now I know just what to do with my morning." She found a pad of paper and drew a picture of the house with all the windows on it. Then she drew a picture of their car outside. And because she liked it, Allie drew a picture of the pond out back. Allie decided to start with the windows in the house first. She marked the family room window as having a bit of frost. Then she moved to the kitchen window. There was a little bit of fog on that window. Allie made a note to come back and check that window again later. She carefully inspected the window in her parents' bedroom. No sign of frost there. Allie checked her bedroom. No frost on that window either. Allie checked her picture to make sure she had found all the windows. On the picture, Allie had also drawn their car. She wondered if the car would have any frost. So Allie put on her boots, coat, hat, gloves, and scarf to go check. As she walked towards the car, stepping carefully through the snow, she smiled at the sight. Delicate frost flowers filled the windshield. Allie giggled as she slid on the snow to the side of the car. The beautiful ice garden continued down the side of the car and onto the back window. Allie marked that down on her drawing. Then she saw the pond on her paper. Allie wondered what the pond looked like, but she knew that she needed an adult to go with her down to the pond, especially in the winter. Allie hurried back into the house. "Mom," Allie called, "I found more frost. I want to check one more place, and I need your help." Curious, her mom asked, "Where do you want to check?" "I want to see if there's any frost on the pond," Allie said. "Oh, let me get my coat, boots, hat, and gloves, and we'll go check," her mom said. They walked carefully down to the pond, with Allie a little behind her mom. Her mom stood at the edge of the water, holding Allie's hand as she looked at the pond. The frost flowers were there too. All along the edge of the pond, the fragile icy crystals held on to the edge. They floated on the surface, reaching towards the center of the water. "There's frost here too," Allie said excitedly. Then Allie gently stepped back from the pond and walked up to the house. When they got back up to the house, Allie proudly showed her mom her picture. "Here are all the windows I found with frost. There was no frost on the windows in our bedrooms. Why don't they have frost too?" she asked. As they both took their hats, gloves, coats, and boots off, Allie's mom replied, "We have newer windows in the bedrooms. They are better at keeping the warm air inside and the cold air outside apart. We want our bedrooms to be nice and cozy," she said, smiling. "Oh, thanks, Mom," Allie said. Then she looked back at her picture. Allie realized she had one more place to check. She wanted to see if the kitchen window was still foggy. "I have to check the kitchen again," she said as she hurried off. Allie noticed the room felt cooler than it had just after breakfast. Then she saw the window. The fog was gone. A lacy pattern of frost filled each corner where the fog had been. Allie smiled widely as she announced to her mom, "The fog has turned into frost." "You are a wonderful scientist," her mom said proudly. Allie spent the rest of the day drawing the beautiful patterns she had seen in the frost so she could share them with her friends. After dinner, and listening to her dad read an amazing story, Allie yawned and stretched, snuggling further down under her comfy blanket. she nestled into her fluffy pillow, feeling cozy and warm, and thought of all she had to be grateful for. Allie felt grateful for discovering the frost on the window. She felt happy for the results of her frost investigation. Most of all, Allie felt thankful her mom had encouraged her to explore. Allie closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. She took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Allie took another dragon breath, calming her body, in and out. Smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Her mind quieted, and Allie fell asleep, imagining beautiful frost flowers growing across the window. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.